WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Last night, the longest-running TV series in prime time, 60 Minutes, finally gave birth to a spinoff, 60 Minutes 2, with different correspondents but the same overall look. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
Loyal fans of the original 60 Minutes, which has been around and thriving since 1968, can relax. The new 60 Minutes 2, based on last night's premiere, is indeed a spin-off, not a rip-off.
I'm Dan Rather.
I'm Bob Simon.
I'm Charlie Rose.
I'm Vicki Mabry.
I'm Mike Wallace. Those stories tonight on the very first broadcast of 60 Minutes 2.
Except for the red letter numeral 2 in the top right corner, this was our father's 60 Minutes. Same stopwatch, same graphic look, same no-frills presentation, same long and unusual stories. Last night's 60 Minutes 2 contained three stories, with political commentator Jimmy Tingle joking at the end. The first story, about a secret city in Siberia that has been producing nuclear materials since the 50s, clocked in at just over 14 minutes. The second story, on behind-the-scenes political player David Shippers and his role in the presidential impeachment effort, was longer than 11 minutes. The third story, an update on a classic 60 Minutes piece, was nearly 13 minutes. The length was impressive. So was the depth. The best of the three was the opening piece, presented by Dan Rather and produced by Tom Anderson. Thanks to great footage and interviews from reporter George Kreil, we were taken inside the secret Russian city, which really did look like some lavish secret headquarters out of a James Bond movie. Though it would have been a strong story just by showing us that city, 60 Minutes 2 upped the ante by explaining that the real story is that the place continues to generate plutonium, and that the real fear is that some of that nuclear material will find its way into the hands of international terrorists. Other stories in the inaugural broadcast were provided by Carol Marin and veteran 60 Minutes host Mike Wallace, who handled opening night hosting chores on this show as well. As for the regular 60 Minutes 2 contributors, Bob Simon merely introduced Marin's piece, while all we heard from Charlie Rose and Vicki Mabry was them introducing themselves in the show's opening credits. But that will change in coming weeks, and each contributor to 60 Minutes 2 will get a chance to shine. The ratings, compared to the original, won't come close. 60 Minutes owns Sundays, but CBS doesn't even have a lease on Wednesdays. The content, however, is no watered-down version. Even Jimmy Tingle and his hard Boston accent made a good first impression. And first impressions in the competitive world of network television count for a lot.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.